Blog Talk Radio.
Radio talk show, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my goodness, that's what I'm going to say. How y'all doing out there tonight? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. This is one of the most greatest days of my life, let me tell you. I'm going to have on my blog radio talk show, the one and only Rakim. Did you all understand what I just said? The one and only Rakim. I like to thank Mike. And I'd like to thank Matt and Mr. Rakim for allowing me to get this interview. I'm floored right now. You understand what I'm saying? So I appreciate them so very much to give someone as myself this interview. Thank you so very, very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. I really, really, really appreciate that. Guys, I got some people in the house tonight. I like to tell you a little bit about them because we're going to get on this rocking a little later, but there's some people that's in the studio right now, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to want to know about them. Mr. Ramon and Sam from Dolo Entertainment. You understand what I'm saying? So you all better look out for them. You understand? Because these cats are going to be doing some great things in Charleston, South Carolina, and worldwide. So you're going to want to know who they are, and you're going to look out for all the great things that they're doing out here. You understand? So Ramon and Sam, Dolo Entertainment, you guys definitely want to know about them. And I'm going to give you some more information later on down the line about those cats and tell you a little bit more about what they're doing. They're going to come on and join us a little later after Mr. Rakim. So please stay tuned if you're out there listening. You understand? Also, I would like to thank some cats from New York. I came from New York originally myself. You know what I'm saying? And I always give big ups to New York because they are so responsible for who I am and what I do. So I want to thank New York City, the Bronx, for being there for me all my life. But I want to thank Trinzy Radio Show. Listen, these cats are from New York, Jeff and Trinzy. And what I want to say to them is thank you so very much. These cats went on their radio show, put my picture, Rakim's picture up there, support us. 100, and I want to say thank you guys so very much. They're looking for some talent down here, guys. You want to go to www.trinzyradioshow.com, okay? I'm going to re-say that a little later on. In the event that you won't miss that, when you go back to the show, it would be on the show. So know that these cats are doing their thing in New York. If you're here in Charleston, South Carolina, and you want to get to New York, you want some help, whatever it is that you want, You may want to call these cats and get them involved in what you're doing. They're taking a lot of they're actually asking you to email them, and I did send out the email for these cats. So, guys, please send some things to them. I think they're looking for music. They're looking for interviews, all kind of great stuff. So please, please send your stuff to them, and I want to send a special thank out to Sam because he connected us. So thank him so very much for that. I appreciate that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you what. I need the dog on, what do you call that, the ambulance here or something? Because as soon as Rakim coming, I'm going in a coma. I'm going to the ER or somewhere. I got to tell you. Guys, you know what? This is just a great day for me. Rakim, I just can't wait to talk to this cat. I can't wait for all you people to listen in. I got to tell you, this is the most time. So many people have called in. So many people have emailed. I mean, everybody's just waiting for him to come on. And I must say, I want to thank him. I have some other celebrities that came on here, and I want to thank them as well. They have been wonderful. Thank each and every last one of you all that have been on my show. I appreciate you just as much as I appreciate Rakim. So big ups to you all as well. But I got to tell you guys, Rakim, you just made a ruckus of this show, and I thank you so very much for this opportunity. So I can't wait till you come on now. Listen, I also had a friend. Okay, I'm not going to call his name. He's a dear friend of mine. And we was on the phone last night. I got to tell you guys about this. And I asked him, I said, you know Rakim, right? What did I say that for? This cat sung the whole Rakim song, guys. Oh, my goodness. Big up to him. He know who he is. You know what I'm saying? So that was a beautiful thing. I don't want to put his name all out there, you know, because that was our conversation. So big up to him. He know who he is. That was such a beautiful moment for Rakim. But I just can't wait to get him on. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a short break. And I'll be back because I got a lot of big ups from some people in Charleston, South Carolina. You understand? So, ladies and gentlemen, Sandra will be back of the blog, Radio Talk Sandra Wilson Show. I'll be right back. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a mother and a grandma too. But if your people should be good to you, if you wanna be a star, she can help you get it. She doesn't want anything, she really doesn't care.
Okay, listen, I am going to, you know what, guys, this is what I'm going to do. I was going to do something else, but I'm going to try something a little different for you here tonight. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a fast flashback from Rakim. Okay, and I want you to sit here and I want you all to enjoy it because I'm going to enjoy it. So listen, right now, we're going to go ahead and play a flashback for you all from Rakim. So you guys enjoy because I'm definitely going to enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rakim.
Sip the juice, I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then taught the whole New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. Make money in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recruits to lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that up. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. They know what I'm about, knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. We'll be right back. 40s to beer. Here's a sip for the crew's deceased. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Stay lurking on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the south for, switch your bike door. Got on light door, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a boot down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. Cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Gino, kill like the middle. Black Gambino, die like a hero. Living on.
All right, now, guys, you know what? I got to tell you what. I was just wilding. Just I had a great time. Listen, for the ones, actually, just can't wait to get on here. For the ones that have babies in your stomach, wake them up. Tell them to get up, okay? For the ones that have the little ones that are sleeping, can you please get them up for just a second? You understand? The husbands that are out working, tell them to come home. You understand? For the ones that are arguing, stop arguing for a minute and get on this radio. You understand? Rakim is going to be on at 8:10. Do you understand me, ladies and gentlemen? Rakim will be on at 8:10. I am so glad he's coming back into the, well, as a matter of fact, he's been out, but I'm just so glad to, oh, my goodness, guys. I'm just like, oh, I'm so floored. You know what I mean? And I know you're probably tired of hearing me say, but I'm going to keep on saying it to 9 o'clock tonight and after that, and I'm going to the show. So if you're a friend of mine, you need to be a friend of his and come out there to the show. I'm going to give you some information on that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I want to go and give a few shout-outs to some of my people here in Charleston, South Carolina, because I came from New York City, and I'm going to keep on saying that, but I do rep Charleston, South Carolina as well. So I like to shout out Mr. Mega Bucks and Diesel Inc. Yes, I will. Yes, yes, yes. Big ups to them cats. They doing their thing. They got some great stuff coming, you know, real soon. So you guys look out for that. Okay, they got some really, really good stuff coming out real soon. Star to be, they're doing their thing as well. So look out for them, please, guys. Okay, my boy Pop Shop. I know you're about to do an album. What's going on, Robert? Yeah. Come on, man. Let's go. Your stuff is really, really good. Okay, City of Six, he comes in once a month, and he does his poetry. Big up to him for that, okay? And it's a lot of more people, and I'm going to give some shout-outs throughout the night. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? So please tune in for that, and I'm going to give a big up to all the radio stations. I don't want to just single out one. I think you all are doing your thing. I appreciate each and every last one of you that are out here doing your thing. So big up to each and every last radio station in Charleston, South Carolina, and worldwide. And, guys, please listen to Trendy's radio show. Listen, you know what? I got my people in here, and they saying, oh, Sandra, you're saying the thing wrong. But I love those cats. And y'all look out for them. They're going to be doing some big things. People from Charleston, South Carolina, please support them up there. I would appreciate that. If you're a friend of mine, please be a friend of theirs. You understand? Don't forget, I said it before. I'm going to keep on saying it throughout the whole show, Mr. Ramon and Sam. Okay, you're going to hear that name a lot. You understand? So Dolan Entertainment, they're going to be doing some real, real big things, ladies and gentlemen. So please make sure that you all look out for that. Oh, my goodness, Rakim, I can't wait till you come on, dear. Oh, my goodness, this is just going to be too much for me. I also like to tell you all about the calendar that's going to be coming out next year for the Sandra Wilson Talk Show. So you all look out for that as well. It's going to be coming out. A nice little party is going to be given for the gentlemen on the Sandra Wilson's Calendar Talk Show. We've been working on that for months now, so it's getting ready to come through, and I'm real happy about that. So we're going to have that ready for you all in January. So look out for that. It's going to be free. Okay, y'all know how I do it over here. Okay, listen, I also want to not only give big ups, but I want to thank so very much, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Chanel Barr. She is the bomb. You understand? If it wasn't for her, I would not get half of these people that I get, or the majority, or just about all of these people that she get for me. She's a fabulous, fabulous work, and I love it so much. And I just want to thank her so very much worldwide. Who all of you out there listening, take care of your people. You understand? Take care of them. Please, people, take care of them. Now, one of the things you guys may want to know, Janelle knocked out all your jobs. You understand? Because she's like my secretary. She's my president. She knocked y'all up. Y'all may want to look for her because there's no jobs left for none of you all. She's just the bomb, you know? Mia Woods, thank you so very much. She's been doing her thing. She's a director, and she's really been hanging in there with me for 8 years, so I thank her so very much as well for her being out there. But listen, I'm talking too much, but I want to bless you all with another song from Mr. Rakim. So for all you are out there listening, once again, Mr. Rakim, ladies and gentlemen.
By the speaker, suddenly I had this. Either wasn't me or either summer madness. Cause I just can't stand around, so I get closer, and the closer I get, the better it sounds. My mind starts to activate, minds collaborate. Cause when I heard the beat, I just had to make something from the top of my head. So I fell into the groove of the whack, and I said, how could I move the crowd? First of all, ain't no mistakes allowed. Here's the instructions, put it together. It's simple, ain't it? But quite clever. Some of you been trying to write rhymes for years, but weak ideas irritate my ears. Is this the best that you can make? Cause if not, and you got more, I'll wait. But don't make me wait too long, cause I'ma move on the dance floor. When they put something smooth on, to turn up the bass, it's better when it's loud. Cause I like to move the crowd.
Move the crowd. Move the crowd.
With the heat that's made by solar, it gets stronger every time I hold a microphone. Check the tone and get started. The line for the microphone is departed, so leave it up to me. My DJ is mixing, everyone is moving, but eager to listen. Your hands in the air, your mouth shut, cause I'm on the mic and Eric B is on the cut. For those that know me, indeed I like the flow, especially when the music's going slow. It gives me a chance to let everybody know it's time to bust out the Rakim show. I'm the intelligent prize on the mic. I will rise right in front of your eye, touch. I am a surprise, so I'ma let my knowledge be born to a perfection. All praise is due to Allah, and that's a blessing. But knowledge itself, there's nothing I can't solve. In 360 degrees, I will fall. This is actual fact, it's not an act. It's improving indeed, and I proceed to make the crowd keep moving.
Hello, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. Ms. Janelle is talking to me to talk louder. I hope you all can hear me out there. Listen, I wanted to actually give you all an update on something that's coming up with Mr. Ramon and Sam from Dolo Entertainment. On December the 5th, ladies and gentlemen, once again, December 5th, 2009, not 10, not 8, 9. Okay, guys? They're going to be telling you a lot about their entertainment. They're going to be at the Aloft from 5 to 7. Ladies and gentlemen, the Aloft, very lovely place, from 5 to 7. You're going to be hearing about all the ideas, all the things that they're going to be doing, what their company is about, you understand? So you're going to get a whole good earful of a lot of great things that Dome Entertainment is going to be doing, okay? There will be free food, okay, and drinks. So listen, come on now. Who don't want free food and free drinks? Come on now. Not to mention the fact that I tell you what, guys, I go cougar on them, but a good long thing like that. I don't know. Let me just stop it right now. Absolutely wonderful, gorgeous men. Very young, doing their thing, and I'm just loving what they're doing. Please go out and support. I'm going to be there. My crew is going to be there. We're going to be right there supporting them. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, December 5th, 09 at the Aloft from 5 to 7. Free food, free drinks, Dolo Entertainment introducing themselves, telling you what they're about. All right, so please go ahead and support. I would appreciate that, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness, I'm waiting for Mr. Rakim. I just can't wait. Oh, my goodness. I'm just hoping the people that are in the building with me tonight can just hold me up on this one. I'm just really waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, he has a good, he has a new record out, okay, with Mano. And I love Mano. Oh, my God, that cat, when he did that Haters thing, oh, my goodness, I just love him. So he just is such a great person to put on his record. So I just can't wait. I'm not going to let you all hear it right now. I'm going to let that be pretty much the last thing, because once Mr. Rakim comes on, there will be no interruptions. Do you all understand that? Because I just really have never spoken to this wonderful rapper, one of the best rappers in the world, guys. You understand what I'm saying? If he's not in the top three, he's the number one. You understand? And I'm saying that from the Sandra Wilson's blog radio talk show. You understand? So he's just absolutely on the bomb, okay? And I just can't say that enough. You understand? And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Also, if there's anyone that don't have any tickets, let me tell you where to go to get your tickets, because I got mine, okay? But tickets. Ladies and gentlemen, www.etix.com. Once again, www.etix.com. Go get your tickets if you ain't got one. All right, ask your mom, your dad, whoever. It's recession, but, you know, find somebody to get your ticket. They're $20. That's not a lot of money. Okay, please go pick up your tickets. I'm going to be there. My peoples are going to be there. Let's support this man. He is just been one of the best rappers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Please go support him, please. I'm asking you that from my heart. Please go support Mr. Rakim. He is just one of the best in the world, okay? You guys can call Kiss It Up if you want to, but dang Kiss It Up, he's just the best, one of the best in the world. I need for you all to understand that, okay? What I'm going to do is play another record of his, and I'm going to come back, and hopefully by that time, Mr. Rakim will have already called in, and the ambulance will be picking me up. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that.
Yo, Rakim, what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Waltz is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush,
our Rush Town Management. Check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in full. Of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling, we still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I thrive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of places, man, do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now to test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full. Rakim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine. Cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album. Yo, I hear what you're saying. So let's just pump the music up and count our money. Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking. And we out of here. Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I'm still here waiting for Mr. Rakim. Can't wait till he come on. Oh, my goodness, guys, I just can't wait till he gets on. I'm just really floored once again. You know what, guys? I see I have a caller. I'm going to pull her on. Let's see who this caller is.
Hello?
Caller?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Where you from and what's your name?
I'm from Charleston, and this is Janelle Barr.
Hi, Janelle.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you excited about Rakim coming on this radio show?
Yes, I am. Where is he at? What time does he come on?
That's a beautiful thing. I want to thank you so much for being such a great employee to me. You are just wonderful, and I thank you so very much, darling, for getting him and all the celebrities that you have got in for me and the ones that you're going to get for me. So thank you so, so very much. This is like a birthday gift to me without me having my birthday yet. So thank you so very much for that, darling. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
Very, very good. Listen, I see there's another call here. Let's get her on because, like, what's Rakim get on? That's it. So can I get the other caller on? Let's see who the other caller is. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, how you doing?
Okay.
All right. You sound like you got a cold. You all right there?
Yes, I'm a little under the weather.
Oh, that's okay. Rakim is going to come off and all the weather and the cold is going to get knocked right at you, girl. You doing all right?
Yes, I am.
Good. What's your name and where you're from?
Mia, South Carolina,
huh?
Charleston.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, you know what? You are one of my other people that I love so very much, and I want to thank you so very much for sticking by me for so long and just being such a great employee as well. So thank you so, so, so very, very much. I appreciate that, darling. Thank you. So what's
you're
going
welcome.
On? Are you ready? Are you ready to hear this interview with Rakim?
Sure am.
Absolutely. Have you been tuning in?
Yes, I have.
Okay, very good. So just sit back, relax. Mr. Rakim is going to be on real soon. For all you that are out there listening and having called in with your time, because I know you all can listen on the outside without calling in, I just want to take out the time to thank each and every last one of you so very much for calling in. Okay, I want to thank each and every last one of you so much for calling in. And please stay tuned. Mr. Rakim will be on very, very soon. Okay, we're going to talk about a lot of great stuff. You're going to hear a lot of great information. And you're going to go to his concert tomorrow, right, guys? We're going to fill that place up tomorrow for sure. I got my tickets. Once again, be there because I'm going to be there, me and my crew. Okay, like I said, once again, guys, for the mommies, don't forget, wake the babies up in the stomachs. Okay, get the husbands up, get the kids up. It's not too late, okay? This man has beautiful stories to tell, okay? His history is fabulous. And I'm sure that there's something that he's going to say that's going to touch each and every last one of you. So please get the babies up for just a second for me, okay? And just stay tuned. This is going to be a great interview, one of my best interviews ever. So, ladies and gentlemen, please just stay up. Stay tuned and wait for Mr. Rakim to call in. So this is what I'm going to do because I believe that Mr. Rakim is going to be calling in the few minutes. And what I would like to do is introduce his new record to you all, which is called Walk These Streets, okay, featuring Mano, which is one of my favorite rappers as well. So ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax. And for those who haven't heard, you know, is not on right now, I'm going to replay it later after Mr. Rakim go off. So you will hear it again and again and again. So for right now, this is his new single. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. I heard it. I've seen the video. Very, very, very nice. Okay, you got to do it for a treat. So enjoy, and I'll be back. Thank you so very much.
Keep yeah, what we call money music right here. That's right. alpha fun, sitting tugs and slung, the best sellers draw. And money is the only thing that gets love. If they don't let it make you, but that's how they rate you. And the more you got, the more they hate you.
That's okay too.
Just don't get in the way, cause at the end of the day, my agendas make sure I get them ends to get paid. Don't stack and grand through the math expand. It's the man with the master plan. Bambino, cash made my path cross with Evo. Auto door sinker on the crowded corner, full of Tito. The chips and the chicken, the casino pouring Clico. But now I make music for the Zeno. We off to Puerto Rico, California to Rio. Hit the street like a kilo, but I'm legal. I swag like I walk with heat, but with all my people. What is this me and my alter ego?
I walk these streets, if I'm out of my plans.
It's
alright if you don't understand. I walk these streets,
I don't wanna stop the jam, just pop the hammer, pop the innocent bystander.
I walk these streets, ain't like I got a gun in my hand. It's the
life. One for my comrades, two for my family, three for the day that I run into my enemy. We gon' make a movie, the world gon' remember me. I'm about to hop off, what the hell you telling me? I remember days when I was young and aging, cutting class, chasing ass, shooting past blazing, chilling on a block, game, listening to Rock Q, back to the album, flipping off the silver brain magnetic, and I wasn't athletic, but I ran around with the straight eight magnetic, money on my mind, crack valves in my Levi's, and it's all since I had the tank for the P-Line, yeah, we fly, seen it all with these eyes, done playing drugs, you put my mind on rewind, fast forward my life, your boy done made it, if I could do it over, I wouldn't take it,
if I'm out of my plan, it's alright if you don't
understand. Same old, don't matter if you winning for the fame or you lay low. Haters gon' hate, but it's okay though. The A-O make sure the payroll stays slow. Big faces can't go in the neighborhood. Google yin yang, you roll the peso. Seven digit figures trying to make more zero. Great old and whoever in the race, so. While I count the next bundle, all means necessary, Malcolm X, a threat yet humble, about to flex muscle, gonna make a mountain, I'm in and out the next jungle, cause every other day I'm in another state, it's like I cross the thin line between love and hate, but I gotta eat, gotta get another plate, so I'm on my cake, walk for the cake.
I walk these streets, with my mind on my plan, it's alright if you don't understand.
Do is I'm going to ask Mr. Rakim if he wants to take any calls And if he does, that's fine. If he doesn't, that'll be fine too, y'all. Because from the Sandra Wilson blog radio talk show, what Mr. Rakim want, he's going to get. You understand? So maybe he just wants to talk, and if that's what he wants to do, that's fine. And if he wants to take a few questions, I'll wheel some of you all in, and you can ask the man of the hour, the man of just the world. He's just a beautiful person and just gives such great knowledge of his records. My goodness. You remember Juice? I just watched that the other day. You remember that? Oh, my goodness. I can rap, but I don't want to put Rakim out of business, so I'm not going to do that. But I got to tell you something. I grew up with him. I'm probably, much older, but I love this man's music, and I'm so glad that he is doing his thing and teaching what you really need to be out here this day and time. So ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to sit and talk for a little while, wait for Mr. Rakim to call in, and as soon as he does it, like I said, if your hair sells a moment of silence, I fell out of the chair or something, okay? We're just waiting on him. Meanwhile, does anybody have a question that they like to ask? Let's see who I got on the line before Mr. Rakim gets on here. Hello, hello, hello. Let's see. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I think that's Mr. Rakim. Is that Mr. Rakim calling in, sir? I'm going to have to pull you off for just a second. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Peace.
Peace. Is this Mr. Rakim?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Oh, my goodness. I am Mr. Rakim. You know what? I'm about to fall out my chair. Are you kidding me? Is this
Don't
me
fall.
You?
Don't. Yes, ma'am. Don't fall out the chair. It's me. It's me. You're going to make me feel bad.
Oh, my goodness. Listen,
before we get started,
hi. How are you?
Peace. I'm all right. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm great. Listen, before we get started, I really want to – can you hear me good, Mr. Rakim?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Listen, I just want to tell you thank you so much. I mean, this is the first time that my talk show has gotten, people was calling me through the emails. It was crazy. It was just real sick when they knew that you were going to be on my show. You were the first person that gave me such a great opportunity like this. And I love and I want to thank you so, so very much for this. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for the welcome, Matt, as well. World up. I appreciate it.
Thank you so, so, so very much. So listen, I got on here. I told people to wake the babies up in the stomachs, wake all the kids up, wake the husbands up.
All right, get them up, world up.
Yes, I told them to get everybody up so they can hear Mr. Rakim talk. And what I would like to do, if it's okay with you, is to go back to 1986 for the ones that they may, everybody should know you. But let's just go with, let's think maybe one person may not. Please tell them about when you started in 1986. Would you please do that for me?
All right. Yeah, I came out in 86 with a DJ. His name was Eric B. We came out with a single called Eric B is President, and on the B side it was called My Melody, and that kind of catapulted me into the world that I exist in now. You know what I mean? It was a big stepping stone in my career, my first single, and I was blessed to make an album after that called Paid in Full, and the rest is history.
Paid in Full. Now, I definitely want to tap on that, if I may, sir. I watched that movie, and I got to tell you something. The record was the bomb, okay? I mean, you were singing that. How did you get – okay, tell me a little bit about how did you get that, and how does that actually work? Did they call you for that? Did you had to audition? Please tell me a little bit about how you got to do that.
Well, the Paid in Full thing, that was – the music was so big at the time. It was like everybody in the hood was playing it. So I guess they felt it was only right that, they let the music rock all through the movie and Paid in Full movie. But the Juice thing was something where they called me up and asked me to come down, look at the movie and write the title track. You know what I mean? So, sometimes it's one of them, organic things, and sometimes it's just, if your music kind of set the scene at that time, then, you know what I mean, it'll get played, you know, in that movie. But, yeah, the Pay the Fool thing was big, man. The Pay the Fool album was, you know, all over the streets at the time, so it was only right that they showcased it big in that movie.
But you also, didn't you just go from Rugrats and American
yes,
Psycho, 8 Mile, didn't you do all that as well?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The Rugrat thing, that was something where they called up, and the same thing, I had to go down and look at a clip of the movie and write a song to a specific part of the movie, you know what I mean? And there's some of the things I like doing because I try to listen to the track and, you know, I try to get that scenery out of the music anyway, you know what I mean? So to be able to go down and see a movie and kind of write my understanding of the movie is like, you know, half the battle.
Wow, isn't that something? Because I know Peyton Fook, that's like a classic. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
Yes, that's like a classic. I gotta tell you something. Move the crowd. Oh my goodness! Now, can you please, Mr. Rakim, tell me about that? Tell me, when you write your raps, do you just come off the top of your head with it? Tell me a little bit about that because that's something I've always wanted to be educated in. Can you help me about how you do it?
All right. What I do, I try to live with the music for a minute, and I try to see what the music is showing me, you know what I mean? I grew up kind of listening to you know, a lot of different music, but listening to jazz with no vocals on it, no lyrics on it, and the way that the music used to set a scene, you know, it just got me, you know, used to listening to music, looking for that scenery. And once I see what it is, I try to, you know, stick to that and try to, you know, give the music what it's calling for. But, you know, sometimes different tracks might cause a different process, but basically that's my thing. I try to live with the music and bring what I feel, you know, the music is showing me out.
And that's where the jazz came in as an influence for you, because you just got finished saying about and not having, you know, words. So is that how jazz pretty much helped you with all the other, you know, with the lyrics or something like that?
Yeah, no doubt. From just learning the different rhythms, the intricate rhythms in jazz, and getting to learn about music, and you know, at the same time, you know, like I said, when you listen to an instrumental jazz song, it sets the scene with no words on it. So, you know, I learned to, you know, listen to music and try to look for a scene, if it had a scene, or try to listen to, you know, where the music was trying to take me and write to that mood. You know what I mean?
Wow. Okay. Well, listen. I want to say this. I don't know how much time you're going to have with me. I'll keep you forever if I could. We could talk tomorrow if I could. But can I ask a few more questions? If that's all right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No doubt.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Right.
You got something featuring with Maynard. You got a new record out, Walk These Streets, and I played that tonight. Please tell me how you got with Maynard. I love him. I love his record. I love his stuff as well. Tell me how you guys collaborated.
Well, Maynard, I've seen him, you know, a few times in the city and in different places, down at I think it was a BET Awards show, and you know, I respect him as an artist. He's, you know, he's one of the cats that, you know, he's from the street and he's basically changing his life around, you know what I mean? And, you know, you got a lot of rappers that talk a lot of, you know, street talk, but then you got some rappers that really, you know, lived it, and, you know, you could say that they're allowed to say what they want to say. And, you know, Maynard was one of them cats. And a true cat from New York City, and I wanted to, you know, put some New York artists that I respect, you know, on an album. So, you know, Maynard was like the perfect, one of the perfect artists to do it with. So big up to Maynard. Hold up.
And I like to say that as well, big ups to him, because I happen to, you know, I go on YouTube and I read a lot of about you all, and he's definitely one of the ones. I don't know him personally, but from what you're saying, it almost fits for me. So yes, definitely big ups to him. And I'm glad that he had the opportunity to work with you. You know, I'm sure
Thanks.
That he's very, very happy. He can't be no happier than when I am right now talking to you.
That's love. Yeah, that's love. Thank you.
You know, he can't be no happier. But listen, I do want to ask you a question about what you think that went on back then and what's going on with the rapping now. Is that something that you can touch on for any all these cats out here to listen to, whether it be a girl or a guy or the baby or the mamas or whatever? What do you think have, you know, what happened, what went on back then to now? What do you think that's good, what's bad, what's, you know, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think, I think, you know, a lot of people say they like, you know, yesteryear better than what's going on right now. And I think, you know, I think the main reason is because I think that the content had a little more substance, you know, right now, you know, hip-hop is at, like, its transitional stage where, you know, it's party time right now. And, you know, you can't knock it because, you know, in the beginning when hip-hop first hit the streets in New York, it was party time. You know what I mean? It was more the, you know, the hip, the hop, the heavy, you know, the Pee Wee Hermans. We was doing the same thing everybody else was doing. We was doing the dance songs and, you know, the different things. And then we grew with it and matured with it and I think got a little more conscious and a little more creative with it. And I think that's what it's doing right now. Everybody's, you know, when you first get into rap, you know, you want to have fun with it like anything else, you know what I mean? And I think that's what a lot of different cities is doing. And hopefully, you know, they'll mature with it and then they'll start, you know, getting a little more creative and a little more serious with it. So, you know, you got to give them time to grow with it. And I think that's the only difference. It's at the party stage right now. It's just so much of it that it seems like it's just taking over rap.
Yes. Tell me about the name of your album, The Seventh Seal. What does that mean? What are you saying with that?
Well, The Seventh Seal, it has many meanings. It's the seventh album. The Seventh Seal is dealing with sign of the times, the sign of the end of the times, you know, which is going on in our face every day, like the Hurricane Ida that just hit. You know, the hurricanes before that, the tsunamis, you know, the plagues, which is, you know, your swine flu right now and the things that was going on. You know, the world is at war again. You know, that's some of the understandings of the seventh seal, you know what I mean? At the same time, I wanted to use it metaphorically for hip-hop and tsunami the hip-hop game, you know what I mean? Flood it out. You know, bring the hurricane through, just end everything and start all over, you know what I mean? And, you know, at the same time, bring awareness so people can read up on it. It's in Revelations in the Bible, you know what I mean? They can read up on it and understand what's going on in our face. And maybe they'll see it for what it is.
And so when you're saying about resetting the standard again, that's pretty much what you mean of what you just said, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. That is just a beautiful thing. I really appreciate that. Listen, I'm not sure if this is something you want to do, and if not, that's fine. I have so many callers. Would you like to take one?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, very good. Let's get this caller right here. Caller, are you on? Caller, are you on?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, this is Ramon.
Hey, Ramon. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on with you?
Oh, everything's good. Listen, you know I got Mr. Rakim on the phone, don't you?
Really? Ramon, what's going on, man?
Ramon, what's good, my G?
It's good. Everything lovely down here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Down here in Truxton.
Yeah, I got a show out there. Yes, sir. I got a show out there tomorrow, man. You coming through?
Yeah, I hit it up.
Yeah, man. Come on down, man. Come on down, bro. Hopefully you'll enjoy it, man. You know, I'm going to come out there and see if I can get some of that Charleston love, man.
That's what's up, man. I mean, I'm going to make sure I show some. And I got my boy with me, too, from Dolo Entertainment. I'm, you know, CEO of Dolo Entertainment right now. Just starting out, just putting everything out, you know, about to get big in a couple minutes or whatever. But,
okay, so definitely come out at your boy, man. Huh?
Of course. I said much love to you.
Thank you, my brother, and good luck with you and my man, man. You come holler at me, man. I got this label now, man. I'm looking for brothers like yourself to you know, bring them out and let the world see what they do. So come holler, man. Bring your demo down, and we take it from there, man.
Appreciation, man.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Rouleau. Thank you so very much, and thank you, Mr. Rockman, for talking to him.
No doubt. No doubt.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you, Sandra. See you later.
Okay.
You know I will. I love you so much.
Thank you, darling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen. I got to tell you something, Mr. Rakim. You know, I was on here like 30 minutes before you got on, and I know people probably, oh, my God, she's just, you know, my God, she's just a mess. But I just have to say this. I came from New York myself, okay?
Okay.
Yes. I came from the Bronx, 145th on Willis Avenue, and I was born and raised
okay.
in New York, and I came down here when I was 18 years old. But I got to tell you something. I've followed you for so long. And I Eric B, I've loved you guys for such a long, long time.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. There have been rappers, and no, this is, I don't disrespect people. I'm a very respectable person, but there have been so many artists that came to the Music Forum. I think Nas came down. The wonderful rappers came down. And I got to honestly say this, and this is no disrespect to them at all. You're the first one that I bought a ticket for.
World up. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm gonna make sure you enjoy the show. You know what I mean?
One that I brought a ticket for, got Janelle
wow.
to make sure she bring it. Got a ticket, and any of my peeps, they better get a ticket. So if y'all listen to me, if you don't get a ticket, you're getting fired tomorrow.
All right, world up.
Yes, and we also went down there. I took my son down here today to show him exactly where it was at because he's bringing a friend of his as well.
Okay.
So, hopefully all my people that I told to come out will definitely come out, and I'm going to support you. If in the event that I don't meet you,
make sure we meet. All you got to do is come up to the side of the stage and, you know, if you see Matt or if you see one of my people, just let them know, you know, I just did the interview with you. And trust me, they'll let you backstage. We can meet, take some pictures because, you know, I definitely appreciate the support. You know what I mean?
No, thank you. I appreciate what you did for me. I like to say one thing to the people that are out there, and I just want to let you know this because on my side, you may can't see it, but I can see exactly how many people are listening. So what I want to do right here on the radio is thank the 2,125 people that are listening to this. Thank you all so, so very much. I really,
world
really
up.
Appreciate
world
it.
Up.
Yes. Yes,
Keith,
and that's the biggest
Keith.
Number I got so far.
Wow, hey, well, I want to thank everybody too for tuning in. You know what I mean? And you know, keep supporting Stacey and what she's doing, man. And you know, she's you know bringing y'all the truth, man. Keep supporting that, Sandra. Excuse me, man.
That's
and
okay.
Keep,
okay.
You know what I mean, keep supporting that, and you know, and like I said, she bringing y'all the you know things y'all need to know about what's going on. So keep supporting that. World up, Sam. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you so much. Listen, I am looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to meeting you tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
This is going to be one of the best, biggest times of my life to meet the one and only Mr. Rakim. So thank you for coming to Charleston. I'm going to make sure that you won't regret coming here.
Thanks a lot.
I'm
going
to make sure that you're not going to regret coming here. So I can't wait to see you tomorrow. And listen,
no
is there any last thing that you would like to say?
I just want to thank everybody for their support, man, from you know, all the years, you know, yourself as well. And, you know, for those that's going to come to the show, I hope they enjoy and make sure they go get that album November 17th. And I'll be back after the album drop and we'll get it in again.
Very, very good.
Word up, peace and love. And keep doing your thing.
I promise. Listen, all the ones that I didn't pull in, I want Mr. Rakim to go get himself some reps for tomorrow, okay? And listen, I'm going to be on for a little longer, so I'm going to keep on telling these people where to go, where to get the tickets at, things of that nature tomorrow at the Music Forum. Everybody knows 8 o'clock, the tickets are $20. They're not that much.
Hold up.
Okay, it's not going to kill you. Go get a ticket for Mr. Rakim. I've got some. My people's got some. So please go out there. I'm going to continue to support. Okay, I got a couple of more minutes left on here, so I'm going to keep on supporting you. I'm going to keep on trying to get people to get out there. You're the
Thanks
best.
Thanks a lot, Sandra. Thanks a lot, Sandra. I appreciate it. And make sure that you come on up and say, yo, this is Sandra. I want to holler at Ryan, and we'll take it from there. All right? Hopefully I'll meet you. And again, thanks for everything.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, darling, for coming on my
no
show.
Doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
the wonderful, great Mr. Rakim. You take care, sir, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Likewise. Peace, everybody.
Goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Mr. Rakim. Oh, my goodness. I got to go take a break on this one. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so, so, so very much.
Yeah, what we call money music right here.
That's right.
Cities, hoods, and slums, the best sellers draw. And money is the only thing that get love. If they don't let it make you, but that's how they rate you. And the more you got, the more they hate you. Just don't get in the way, cause at the end of the day, my agenda's make sure I get them ends to get paid. Don't stack in grand to a math expand. It's the man with the math plan. With the Bambino, cash made my path cross with Evo. All those thoughts sink, I want a crowded corner for the Tito. The chips and the chicken, the casino pouring sleep. Cause now I make music for the Tino. New York to Puerto Rico, California to Rio. Hit the street like a kilo for the legal. I swag like I walk with heat, but with all my people. But it's just me and my alter ego.
I walk these streets, if I'm out of my plans, it's alright if you don't understand. I walk these streets, if I'm out of my plans, it's alright if you don't understand. Ain't like I got a gun in my hand. I don't wanna stop the jam, just pop the hammer, box the energy, box the energy. I can't be free, ain't like I got a gun in my hand. What's the hell?
One for my comrades, two for my family, three for the days that I run into my enemy. We gon' make a movie, the world gon' remember me. I remember days when I was young and aging, cutting class, chasing that two past blazing, chilling on a block and listening to Rock Him. Back for the album, switching off the trilogy. Brain magnetic, and I wasn't athletic, but I ran around with the straight eight magnetic. Money on my mind, crack valves in my Levi's. In a phone trip, I had the tank of a T-line. Yeah, yeah, we fly, seen it all with these eyes. Gun playing drugs, you put my mind on rewind. Fast forward my life, your boy the native. If I could do it over, I would say this.
If I'm out of my plan, it's
alright
if you don't understand.
I walk
these streets, ain't like I got a gun in my hand.
I wanna stop the camera, just pop the hammer, box the innocent bystander.
I walk these streets like I got a gun in my hand.
Yo, may know it's the same old, same old. Don't matter if you winning for the fame or you lay low. Haters gon' hate, but it's okay though. The A-holes make sure the payroll stays close. Big faces, cake though, in the neighborhood. Google, yin, yang, euros, and peso. Seven-digit figures trying to make more zero. Straight holes and whoever in the waist, so while I count the next bonus, all means necessary, Malcolm X, a threat yet humble, about to flex muscle, gonna make a mountain, I'm in and out the next jungle, cause every other day I'm in another state, it's like I cross the thin line between love and hate, but I gotta eat, gotta get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. I had to go take a short break from that fabulous, fabulous interview I had with Mr. Rakim. Ladies and gentlemen, please go downtown and support him tomorrow at the Music Farm for tickets, www.etix.com. $20. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please go support him. I'm going to be there. My crew's going to be there. Ramon and Sam from Doma Entertainment. I mean, listen, it's going to be crazy. So you got to go. You got to go support this beautiful man. Okay? You just got to go support him. And also, I kind of messed up one of my beautiful men's names.
Tree.
Now, Treezy, please don't kill me. Ladies and gentlemen, Treezy Radio Show from New York. Once again, www.treezy.com. treasyradioshow@.com. And listen, I want to send a special thanks to them, to Jeff and Treasy. Thank y'all so very much. You guys put Mr. Rockin's picture on their minds. You supported me. I love and respect you so much. I don't even know you, and I love and respect you because you took out the time to do something like that. You touched my heart, darling. So thank y'all so very much. If there's anything that Sandra can do for you at the Sandra Wilson Talk Show, you let me know, and it will get done. You understand? So thank you so very much for supporting me, Mike and Matt, for giving me this interview. Mr. Rockin, thank you all so very much. I appreciate you all so, 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 so very much. Thank you so much. And Mr. Rockin, I'll see you all tomorrow. Actually, I got some other stuff I want to tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a surprise for the ladies, for the Sandra Wilson's calendar next year. There are going to be two gentlemen on there. I'm not going to tell you about them right now. But, ladies, y'all are going to be in for a treat. You understand? One is going to be in the front and one is going to be in the back. So when you open it up, you're going to get a treat. And as you're going through, if you have a problem, because some may not look all that good, when you get to the end, you're going to have a treat. So just beware. This is going to be something. So watch out for the calendar men, okay? Like I said, when you open it up, you're going to be a wow. And as you're going through, if you have a problem, when you get to the end, you're going to say, wow, 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 wow. You understand? So look forward to that. I want to go back and get Mega Bucks and Bezel Inc. Bezel. I keep messing up everybody's name. Mega Bucks and Bezel Inc. Big ups to you guys. Check them out on Facebook. The boys are bad. Wait for their album to come out. It's coming out, and it's going to be a monster. You understand? So look out for Mega Bucks. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? The man is the bomb. Okay? Start to be doing their thing. All the rappers in Charleston, South Carolina, doing their thing. Hello. I hope everything is going well for Mr. Infrared in New York. So good luck to you up there, Infrared in New York. Good luck, good luck, good luck. Mr. Blue, I love you. You are my friend. You always will be my friend, and I'll never forget what you've done for me, Mr. Blue. So please stay with me, okay? You're such a good guy. All right? So Pop Shop, don't forget, we talked about you earlier today, so you better get your stuff on. So do. Bring in them comics. Bring them in, baby. You're doing a good job. Sirius 6, do your thing, okay? So listen, big up to New York City. Y'all know I came from there, but I'm here in Charleston, and I'm repping Charleston as well, okay? So big up to everybody in Charleston, South Carolina, all the radio stations. Just everybody do your thing, all right? Love one another, people. Can you do that for me? I really would appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rockham at the Music Forum tomorrow night, 8 p.m. So get those tickets, okay? Rakim, Matt, and Michael, thank you so very much to their managers and to them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be out there tomorrow night. You understand? Everyone take care. Thank each and every last one of you for listening. I appreciate you all. You understand? Look out for the Sandra Wilson Talk Show again. Have a great, great night. I hope you enjoyed, and I enjoyed you all. God bless. You know what I always say, right? Real talk, real people, and real issues. You all take care. Thank you so very much, and goodbye.
Let's see. It's got to be real.